שלום, אנחנו ממשיכים את סדרת השיעור.
Hello, we're continuing our series of lessons on the subject of from the bottom of the ladder to permanent adhesion. You can watch the lesson on kamp.tv and questions can be written to us there, some of which may be answered here in the lesson. So again, from the bottom of the ladder to permanent adhesion, continuing with item 62. We learn from the system of the Sefirot, the Pertsufim, the Olamot, that there are Panim and Achoraim, face and back, together between two Pertsufim, Panim and Achoraim in the upper one, Panim and Achoraim in the lower one, and then all of the possible combinatorics that can take place in the relationships between them. One time the upper one is in Panim or Achoraim, accordingly the lower one also has its own state of Panim or Achoraim. And then it's Panim, 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 Achoraim, Achoraim, Panim, Achoraim, Achoraim. And from here we should understand how we should behave according to how the upper one behaves with us, how we yearn to always be according to the upper one in order to reach him each time with the best possible attitude, as much as possible, and positioning ourselves specifically with our panim, our face towards him, with respect to his attitude from above. There are many manners here. However, let's see what faith above reason demands from us. Please.
So we're reading from a compilation of excerpts on the subject of From the Bottom of the Ladder to Permanent Adhesion, excerpt 62, Abash, volume 2. What is a groom's meal? A person should accept faith above reason, even though he has no feeling and no excitement from taking upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven. Nevertheless, he should agree with that state and say that this must be the will of the Creator, namely that he will work and serve the Creator in this lowliness. So he does not mind what elation he feels or does not feel about this faith, because about himself, meaning his own benefit, he has no concern, but only about the benefit of the Creator. If the Creator wants him to remain in that state, he accepts this unconditionally, and this is called unconditional surrender.
This means that I don't really care in my work about reason how I feel the upper one. Maybe I feel some joy in that work, an awakening. The upper one awakens me according to how I feel myself, the way that I am, as a result of his influence, because certainly each and every state in a person is a result of the upper one's relation to him. In that, we're 100% in the hands of the upper one. So, the moment that I wake up, and could be in the middle of the day or in the morning, doesn't matter, but the moment that I remember, I recall, every state that I feel comes to me from the upper one who is in me, and he's establishing me in that way. Now the question is, what do I do? How do I respond?
So, first of all, faith above reason obligates me to relate to the Upper One always that He is good who does good. That according to the present state in whatever I am, the Upper One is influencing me in the best possible way in order to bring me to the correction in an optimal manner. And therefore, I have to accept each and every state, even the worst possible, with malicious thoughts and bad mood and lacking forces, etc., etc. I need to realize that this is what I received, and it is the best possible state so as to advance from it onward. Now, how do I advance? If the Upper One gave me such an exercise by which I can succeed in my advancement, then I accept it. And I have to respond to it with an action of faith above reason. And then I already find myself as the master of my action, that I can act and respond and answer. I can enter mutuality with the Upper One and see what is the correct state that I can establish from whatever He has established in me. How much I am in adhesion with Him. And in that I actually actualize His turn to me. This means that the difficulty is the first one, to detect that whatever I'm in, I received it from the Upper One, in order to relate to Him with faith above reason, and to feel as a result of that, that I have reached adhesion. Adhesion, dvekut, means that I find myself as truly, does not mean that I find myself as truly corrected, but at least responding to the situation that I received from the Upper One, I carried out an action as much as I was able to. Like a baby, like a child, like a criminal, as much as I'm capable of. I carry it out as faith above reason. And in that, I conclude. Any questions?
What is my response, the approach to the Creator, addressing the Creator above reason? What is the attempt here? What is the effort on my part?
What is required of me in this situation is that I realize that this is something the Creator has established in me, and I need to be in that state in adhesion with Him. A, that I got it from Him. That there is none else besides Him to reach a state where He is good who does good. Good who does good. Not that now I feel good, He's doing good to me right now. Rather, good who does good towards the goal, towards the attainment of the goal by me. And this is how I accept it. And accordingly, I respond. That is, I am in adhesion with him. I reach a state where in each and every action that the Creator takes me through, I never leave him. I grab him like a baby grabs his mama. Yes?
The act of responding. I'm just a machine working according to some nature I have. So what is the response?
A response on my side? That each and everything that I go through, I say that this is the Creator who is bringing it to me. It is the Creator who is bringing it to me. He is doing it on me. He is giving me those new elements, so that specifically by them, if I carry out an action of above reason, where I'm in adhesion with him in all of the actions that he does, only that act of passive adhesion, meaning that I just adhere to him, like a drop of semen within the womb, or even a baby who's attached to his mother's body, etc. In that, I already reached the degree of Bina. I annul my own will to receive, and I am in adhesion with his quality of bestowal, and then I end up being included in the upper one.
The act of annulment of the annulment of the will to receive. How does this process work?
If I take upon myself that whatever I received, I received it from the upper one, then from above downwards, this is truly how it is. The group reminds me that, and everything reminds me of that. So, I search for how to be in adhesion with the upper one, which means that the Achab of the upper one is the 10. Achab of the upper one is the 10. And then, through it, by annulling towards it, by truly dissolving there inside of them, I want to be, first of all, as passive as possible. I find among them many forces, many conditions, all kinds of new conditions that beforehand I wasn't aware of. I didn't feel them. And then inside of them, when I annul myself, I begin to feel what does it mean to be included in the upper one. Yes?
The work with the 10 is constant. It's not just when I feel that something is coming from the upper one. It has to be constant work.
Yes and no. Let's talk about reality and not as if. Sometimes I have that, sometimes I don't have that. To say constant, that's ideal.
Another point regarding determining that good, benevolent, comes from the Creator. You can say it without feeling it, but how to determine it that is good and benevolent outside of the ego?
I don't yet feel anything in that I have to annul towards the upper one. The upper one doesn't give me a good feeling. The society doesn't give me a good feeling in that. Well, a little bit, some sort of encouragement. And this is good, so that I won't run towards it. within reason. And all of my work is out of what we call faith in the sages. That this is what they write, and this is how I have to do it. After doing it a few times because of necessity, later on I do it a few times because I feel that I have no choice. And then I begin to understand and to see and to feel that that's the way. This is the way, according to logic, according to the whole method, according to the whole system, that I somehow begin to feel it. An upper one, the lower one, the upper of the upper, and how am I included in the hub of the upper one, which is the group, and there I find within the group the tiferet of the upper one, which is the beginning of the creator, the womb, etc. Yes, Danny?
So, situation comes, and I want to achieve the point of adhesion right now, so I have a checklist of actions, internal and external, that I can make sure I've performed all that, and then I can say I've responded correctly. So to stop, then ask for the 10, then read some excerpt, so that I know that I've performed all these actions correctly.
You're demanding such a checklist?
I want to know that I've responded correctly, and not that I tried, I thought, and it's gone, and I missed the opportunity to respond correctly to the situation.
Everything works according to the desire and the feeling within the desire. You have no other kelim. If you reach a state where you feel that you're included, integrated with the society, and then the collective desires of the society, the purpose of society, becomes your concern, and it replaces your individual concern that you had before, then you seemingly reach the center of the group in terms of the kelim, and in terms of the fulfillment, whether this center of the group is providing you, supplying you with a feeling of the greatness, the importance of the upper one, of the creator. Inside of the importance of the group, you have the importance of the group, where the group is the kli and the creator is the fulfillment. Are you attaining this, and this fills you up, but inside of the group? And then belonging to the group and the creator is what you have attained. And the work should also be about that. In what form did you attain it? What does it give you? How do you relate to that? Here, following this contact, begins work on what is it that you bring the group, how you fill them up. Here again, there is a test of, is it in order to receive or in order to bestow? How much can you contribute to them? In what line? Or so you expand the kelim, and that point that you have achieved, now you expand that point in all directions. What can you add to such a state as you have achieved? Well, that's already work in the group. Rehovot.
Good morning, everyone. The question is this. If every person, every friend of ours, goes through many states according to his Rishimon. So how do I respond? Regardless of if it's negative or anything.
Show him an example of how much you are integrated in the group. Show him that to be in a personal state, that's already passé. In the past, that we, each one of us was immersed in whatever he is feeling personally. And now our work is to shift as quickly as possible to the feeling in the group, that I fill up, I'm filling myself up with the feeling of the group. I'm included in that. First of all, that, because without the 10, how will I advance onward? I'm not even in the smallest spiritual pattern called the 10. So the feeling of myself, the I, if it doesn't come as a result of my connection with the group, it is a feeling which is outside the spiritual reality. Okay. Yes.
So the beginning of the action, attributing the situation to the upper one, is it just fuel for necessity so I can continue in the group?
If a person does not receive from the Creator or from the group, he's always receiving it from the group, but sometimes he feels that it comes to him from the Creator, sometimes he feels that it comes to him through the group. A desire that comes through the group. If it comes from the Creator, it is a sign that the Creator is awakening him, giving him some deposit, but he is not yet sufficiently connected with the group. So, he received an awakening, in that now he seemingly recalled, he remembered, that he has a connection with the group and with the Creator, and he should start connecting with them and to be immersed in them. And all of the work is above reason. So he looks at the situation. Is that situation that he received now, is he aware that it came to him from above so that he will rise into a higher state, which is called above reason, in bestowal? Does he feel in it pleasure, and the pleasure is what is luring him? Or is it the greatness of the upper one, the greatness of the group that is attracting him? Here there are many scrutinies. However, or it could be that indeed yesterday he was so connected to the group that even today it comes to him seemingly out of habit, and therefore he remembered it. Not that the upper one is reminding him about the need to be in adhesion with the Creator through the society. Rather, it's he by himself, seemingly. Because from yesterday to today, there's no such thing. Rather, each moment is new. Again? Moscow.
Good morning.
You
said that the central thing is to scrutinize, to get to know how to identify and then respond correctly to the blows. What affects that response? How to shorten the time until we respond correctly?
The safest thing to do, by which I can pull upon myself a reminder from the group, is to engage in it, to engage in the connection of the group, in the center of the group, in order to live there, to find my place there, because the spiritual place is in the center of the group from now until the end of correction, more and more. The whole ladder of degrees, even though we draw it from the bottom up, but the ladder of the degrees is seemingly from the center of the group that I detect inward, more and more inward, until we reach the true point of contact between the created being and the Creator. Therefore, to guarantee that tomorrow I will operate from the point of connection of Arvut is if I engage in it now. That's all. And if I'm being reminded from above, then this is according to the general plan of creation, but not according to my personal plan of advancement. So it's worthwhile for us to invest. To invest in the group, so that we will always have there, well, kind of involvement, a hand and a leg, so that I can get help from them. Okay, so we only have Rachamim left. Well, quickly.
Who determines the value structure that we have to adhere to?
They were set from above in the creation of the world before we were created.
From where does it stem and where does it lead? The feeling, the light, that we must begin a process of correction in stages called the ladder of values between the lower one and the upper one, between lack and feeling. Where does it come from and where is it going?
It stems from the purpose of creation and the correction of creation and the beginning of creation. Those three states, the beginning of creation, that stems from the end of correction, first of all. If there has to be a created being which is in adhesion with the Creator and feeling this adhesion and being like the Creator, he specifically has to be both the opposite of the Creator and also in adhesion with the Creator. He has to go through all of the different stages in order to study, to learn what is the difference between him and the Creator and what is the adhesion between him and the Creator. So those three points, we learned that in the introduction to the Book of Zohar, and the introduction of the Book of Zohar. This is how it happens.
Rav, you mentioned the Book of Zohar. How do we connect the Zohar to Tess, to Baal Sulam, to the Rabash, and through to you?
That, I don't know. That each one should see what is the connection.
Thank you very much.
Terence?
What is the difference between being in faith above reason and being in adhesion?
Faith above reason is a means, and adhesion, dvekut, is the result.
How to be in every state in adhesion? What is it?
That's impossible, in each and every state, to be in adhesion. We receive states that are the opposite of adhesion, states of disconnection, of a descent, a fall, klipot, shells, all kinds of states that are the opposite of kdusha, of sanctity, so that out of them we will begin to work above reason, to appreciate bestowal on top of reception, and that way we will reach faith upon reason, and that way we acquire the spiritual degree.
If a person agrees to the state, is that called adhesion?
That too. Yes, however, passive adhesion, as an ubar, an embryo, let's see.
So, between state and the following state, whether I'm in ascent or descent, perhaps it's possible to agree to that state and then to be in adhesion.
Yes, each and every spiritual state begins with agreement, accepting it. Well, let's continue. Or regarding the good who does good, I heard you say that he is good and does good towards the attainment of the goal, not towards how you feel in the kli. So, is he good and that does good towards the process? Towards what is he good who does good?
It depends on what point on the path we're talking about, what state we're talking about. Good who does good means that I attain the plan of creation, the operator, or the action itself and its outcome. It depends on where I'm at. I can't at every moment determine that he's good and benevolent. It's according to my scrutiny.
So, what do you determine it upon? Because you said that faith above reason obligates you.
In wherever I am. In whatever I am currently, that's what I must do. But in each and every situation, it's a different determination. I am in a foggy state. I have nothing. What good? What benevolent? I forgot about it entirely. Afterwards, I begin to awaken, thanks to the environment, reading the text, something. I begin to wake up, to focus on where I am, what I am, what escaped me, I'm a beast, and man, where is my man, my human? I begin to bring them closer to me, for what, why, and so on. It depends on the state a person is in. Sometimes until you recover, it takes you a long time. You actually gather the parts of your body together.
In an action of above reason, does it obligate you to have an attitude of the good who does good?
If you begin to relate with above reason, then already you see that he's good and benevolent.
He's good and does good in what?
Because he gave you the opportunity to approach him through faith above reason, to acquire the force of Bina.
So you don't have a calculation with whatever you feel, only the opportunity that he gave you.
Correct. Is that not enough?
No, it's enough. Just that the calculation is in a different place.
Yes.
How do we establish officers and guards for this matter? How do we establish these inner scrutinies like an officer or a judge that is constantly aiming you, directing you? How do we establish that inside of us?
First of all, it's the determination of avut. If avut exists in the group, and we're in the group, because without the group I have no rescue wheel, then there is nothing to do. Sometimes it's not a buoy, rescue wheels. Sometimes the work needs to be, well, like a group of criminals that just rescue me from prison, break in and rescue me. Or sometimes they just throw me a rope so that I can climb it and come out of the pit. You know, there's all sorts. It depends how we work. There is also a certain cunning required of us. Right now, today, we're, you know, passive, everything's going smooth. At least give it a little thought and it's enough already. But in truth, it's not exactly that's how it needs to be always. That's how we build.
Rechovot Mo?
I heard you say that every spiritual state begins with acceptance agreement. And I also heard many times that all we have to do is agree. So what should be the agreement?
This agreement or acceptance is at the beginning of every action of ours. That is the entry into Ibu, conception, where I annul myself entirely and I'm adhered to the Upper One so that the Upper One will do with me whatever He wants, and I give blessing for that, and I'm willing to be... I'm a zero. I'm anticipating that He do with me whatever is necessary. I have nothing of my own. Did you see a baby, how he falls asleep on his mother? A baby just born. She puts him like that on her chest, and that's it. He feels, he breathes like a little animal. He feels that he's in the place that's closest to his Creator. That's it. That is our state, in fact. And from that we awaken and continue onwards. But first of all, that. So we need to get to a state where if I can describe to myself what the Creator is, then my feeling in belonging to Him, it has to be like that baby. So good, benevolent, there's none else besides Him. He bestows good upon everyone. Everything depends on Him. I put myself in His hands, and that's it. From that, the spiritual degree begins.
Quote number 63 from Rabash 2. When should one use pride in the work? When a person engages in Torah and mitzvot, this is the time to be in wholeness, as though the Creator has brought him closer to be among the king's servants. However, one must not lie to oneself and say that he feels that he is serving the king when he does not feel this way. Therefore, how can he be grateful to the Creator for drawing him near if he does not feel it? Instead, at that time, a person should say that although he is in utter lowliness, meaning he is still immersed in self-love and still cannot do anything above reason, the Creator still gave him a thought and desire to engage in Torah and mitzvot, and has also given him some strength to be able to overcome the spies who speak to him and poke his mind with their arguments. And still, he has some grip on spirituality. At that time, a person should pay attention to this and believe that the Creator is tending to him and guiding him on the track that leads to the king's palace. It follows that he should be happy that the Creator is watching over him and giving him the descents as well. Again, quote number 63 from Rabash, volume 2, when should one use pride in the work? When a person engages in Torah and mitzvot, this is the time to be in wholeness, as though the Creator has brought him closer to be among the king's servants. However, one must not lie to oneself and say that he feels that he is serving the king when he does not feel this way. Therefore, how can he be grateful to the Creator for drawing him near if he does not feel it? Instead, at that time, a person should say that although he is in utter lowliness, meaning he is still immersed in self-love and still cannot do anything above reason, The Creator still gave him a thought and desire to engage in Torah and Mitzvot, and has also given him some strength to be able to overcome the spies who speak to him and poke his mind with their arguments, and still he has some grip on spirituality. At that time, a person should pay attention to this and believe that the Creator is tending to him and guiding him on the track that leads to the king's palace. It follows that he should be happy that the Creator is watching over him and giving him the descents as well.
First of all, we must understand that we are in adhesion. In adhesion. Just not on our part. On the part of the Creator. That we're in wholeness, perfection, also not on our part, but rather on the part of the Creator. And He does everything for us. And as far as He's concerned, we're at the end of correction. But it's only we who have the need to achieve that state where we are serving Him in regards to the opportunity to serve Him and the opportunity to be adhered for our part. We only need to add. Well, let's say similar to a child who receives everything from his parents. And they don't need anything in return from him. They give him everything. But he now wants to get to a state where he is also raising from himself the same relation as they relate to him, so he also elevates how he relates to them to the same standard. So that is all we're doing. So if we describe it correctly, we have no claim to make because we're in wholeness. We have no problem with the Creator not being good, doing good, giving us problems, troubles. No, rather everything that we feel, if it's bad, and torments and horrors and so on, it's done artificially in order to help us relate to the Creator in the same way that He relates to us. And if that's how we look at it, then we've done half the work. We're not angry at him, and we're not coming to argue with him. But ultimately, that is what we need, to establish the same relation towards him as he relates to us, and to the extent that we relate to him or find the correct relation to him, we immediately feel that how he related to us, the correct way, the right way, was previous to everything that we did, and it was the causative factor for how we acted. All right? Yes, Bill.
You talked about recovery time when stuff happens. And my question is, how can we shorten the recovery time when we're not physically near the group? When we're near the group, we have the influence. And it's easy to recover when somebody does something that pisses you off or upsets you or whatever. But when we're off into our work, our daily life, the daily exercise helps bring me back to the 10 or to the group. But there's still a huge delayed reaction. Somebody does something, it pisses you off, you get angry or whatever, only to come back and realize where it all came from, and then everything, you get back into your place where you're trying to go. So how do we shorten that time when not here?
There's no such thing that we're not here. When I get out of here, I'm here. When I move my body across the places of this world, the imaginary places of this world, it shouldn't affect me such that I disconnect from the spirituality in the group. I'm constantly with them, always with them. I don't know how to put it. The same way I plug an earphone with songs by Bnei Baruch. I chew some bubble gum that with the taste of Bnei Baruch, something, so that I'm always with them. We need to try to divide ourselves in half, into two parts. Yes.
I understand you're always trying to hold the thought of the group and keep them in your heart. When you're in work or dealing with society at large, sometimes it is extremely difficult to keep that thought rolling. This is the time I'm asking about.
I have nothing to recommend to you. Every day you need to be in the lesson, and after the lesson, as much as possible, songs, verses, everything that is part of Bnei Baruch, something to have something with you. How to remain connected to the group. The friends can call, you call. You join the Zoom meetings twice a day. I don't have such patent, such tricks where I can just grab the hook, hook your heart in, and not let it escape. That is what you need to do.
See, in my work, if I stop for a second and even look at my phone, I get a angry Pharaoh coming over and beating me with a stick and telling me go back to work. I've tried to connect to Zoom meetings before during work.
Your work is the best kind of work. What's with you? The Rabash said the same. What am I working with? With irons, with cement. Right? When he worked there in construction. That's it. today, it's such a day where, let's say a day where from morning to evening, you grab, you carry bags of cement from below upwards. Everyone's just carrying bags of cement going up. The mind is empty, vacant. So what are you thinking about when you just put your irons in the automobiles in order? So, the same thing. It's the same thing. If you're working in the mob, how do you kill people and how do you do bad things to them and so on? That's something else. He's laughing, perhaps, as he acquired a new profession. Extra time. So, side hustle. No, but what is your job? A mechanic. It's the best thing. You have a plier, you have the wrench or something in your hand, and that's your whole work. So great, so good. It's not a computer work that where you have to think. There's nothing to think about here.
But you do have to think. You have to focus. You have to make sure every bolt you took out goes back in. Yesterday I spent my day pulling and installing transmissions.
Oh, seriously.
In my hands, if you're just bringing your car to me, I cannot overlook that.
Alright. So, you're always keeping the intention, so you're constantly in the intention to do the very best for that person out of love thy friend as thyself. Alright? Just exactly so. Just with that, with every bolt, you're thinking of how through that bolt I love the friend, I love the other as myself. Until the Creator will enjoy me, will be pleased with me in how I take care of His creations. You're welcome.
Oh, Shamir. Boker Tov, Rav.
Good morning, Rav. The Creator gives the right line and the left line, but what is the middle line?
The middle line is the soul of man. The middle line is the soul of man, which he attains from the left and the right. He receives the left and the right from above, and he merges them in such a way that it becomes his. That's the person, the middle line.
Do I do that work, Rav?
You do this.
But I don't feel it. I don't feel the middle line.
Try. Try to think. From where did I receive all of my properties? From where did I receive my awakening? From where did I receive my plan of action, my goal, which I need to reach? I got everything from above. Through the friends, through the teacher, it doesn't matter, but from above. So what is upon me to do now? Now, I need to put all these things together in order and to bring everything to adhesion with the Creator. That's my work. That's the middle line. The center of the group, the center of all efforts, and towards the Creator. All right.
No.
First time, your last sentence, you said the Creator sends sufferings to a person, and the person gives up on the grievances, he stops being upset. This end, how do you both get suffering and also not be angry? Give up on the grievances, on the complaints. Stop being upset inside. How to stop being upset inside when you get suffering?
If a person feels suffering, how does he, out of those sufferings, from them, discovers the hand of God, the hand of the Lord? It depends on his previous work. You see people on the street, they don't feel that. We need we need to attempt to feel it, that there is none else besides him who's good and does good. And it comes, it comes. Ultimately, a person who advances, who begins by force to try to be in faith above reason, after a few such exercises, he begins to feel that there's nothing that's bad that comes, if not just to awaken him, but to carry out such exercises around faith above reason. Rechovot.
Rav, you said that if we build a relation to the Creator in the right way, we can get to feel the Creator's attitude by way of equivalence of form. So I just recalled a joke where the person thinks that he is talking with the Creator. It is a prayer. But when he thinks the Creator is talking to him, that's already psychophrenia. We are living in an imaginary world, which means that we are living in a dream world. How can I get hold of this point, that boundary, some window, so that I can say that I truly am building my attitude, my relation, through the friends, through my own development, to the Creator? Or do I just keep being in a dream? And this is, and everything that I receive it from my own imagination. Thank you.
To check if you're mentally disturbed or not, you can do that very simply. If you run it through the center of the group, to the Creator, that's the correct way. If you have a straight line to the Creator, that is a straight line to the mental ward.
Right,
perhaps we'll continue a bit further. Yes.
No. My question is whether a true prayer to reach adhesion, to reach equivalence of form, that has to come after despair. If I have to come to despair first and then to be in a true prayer.
I didn't hear a question there.
The question is whether I have to reach, if I have to reach adhesion after I have a true prayer, because that means to reach adhesion, a true prayer, right? And that can be only if I reach despair first.
Is despair crucial, mandatory?
Necessary, yes. To reach adhesion, to reach a true prayer.
Usually, yes. But it depends what you mean by despair. It can be despair because for one single moment I was without adhesion. So, already. Despair can be due to me losing something or having health issues. And it may be that one moment of separation, and I'm already in a descent.
Yes, I mean that I am despaired because I cannot reach the goal. That's what I mean.
Well, that's very nice. So what are you asking here? Of course, from that you come to the true prayer.
That's the question.
So there's no question. Continue.
Thank you.
Anything, whatever it is, if we feel in it some kind of lack in adhesion, that is a point where you can exert. Yes, Moshe.
In relation to what you said to Bill, that with every bolt he should think that he's doing good to others, can this be the daily task? So each one of us will try in his work to do such a thing? Or is that too much?
Ele, 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 ech, ot.
it's desirable to do it, rather, how else? I think that's maybe it's too much for one day. I go to sleep now in order to have the strength to work. Now I go to eat so that I have the strength to do this and that. Everything should be calculated, and everyone will be aimed. All of these actions will be aimed. All of my actions should be aimed towards the final goal. And we have to say this all the time. This is why we have blessings. With everything, you know how it is. You have a blessing. Blessed are you, O Lord, for this and that. For the unification of divinity and others. A person should say during a day 100 different blessings. Why? In this corporeal manner, it is desirable to, in order to attach people to this matter, at least on the form of the still.
Why am I asking that? This is something new, because we hardly almost didn't work with the general public.
What do you mean?
General public.
No, we don't work with the general public. I wasn't talking about the general public.
But you spoke about a screw.
But I talked about Bill, not the bolt itself. I don't ascribe anything to the bolt. I ascribe it to Bill, that he was turning, should turn this bolt with an intention.
Yeah, with the intention to benefit that public, the one who came to him.
Yes. We don't care about the others. We care about carrying out an action which is similar to the Creator, the way that He wants to benefit.
It's just a means. The others are a means, an opportunity for me to relate to the Creator. But usually, we always work with the friends, and we also have many opportunities to work on Zooms and assignments. So here is something new.
Why something new? If I drive on the road, so I have to bump into everybody? Or do I also think that they won't have anything bad? Or if I think of the general correction of the world, so why should I ruin somebody's life? In everything, I'm correcting myself, because the world I see, it's all the Shekhinah. The divinity, only it's appearing before me in such a way, as much as I treat it correctly, in a balanced way, obviously. Not that people come up to kill me and I will bless them. But that's how a person has to relate to everything. In an optimum way, there are a lot of laws in this, that you can't waste things from the world, you have to keep everything, you have to treat nature in a certain way. Try and keep nature correctly, every person, and so on. That's the attitude towards the general reality, that it's entirely created by the Creator and given to you for you to relate to it in such a way. Obviously, the group is where the center of our efforts should be, but except for that, also the whole world. There's the term of not to destruct. That means that you can't, just for no reason, just waste in this world things that aren't for the benefit of the world. You can't just go up to a tree and burn it. Or, I don't know, throw things away that could benefit somebody. You have to keep things that have a need, that you could be using it correctly. And also the attitude towards the whole world, to all humans. It's also written that in a clear way, that you have to relate to everybody, behave nicely, be polite, Yeah.
Can you once again direct this chain of inner actions? Let's say I'm a taxi driver. I have a customer. I take him somewhere. How can I, through him, relate to the Creator?
Your client that you're taking is an angel that the Creator sent to you. As much as you will relate to him correctly, in this way, through him, you're relating to the Creator. It all depends on your intention.
So actually, is there a difference if it's a friend or...
With the friend, you're working in a mutual way to discover the Creator between you. That's something else. That work there is practical. It's the actual spiritual work in practice. But towards the whole world, no. You can't just go up to the forest and start killing animals. You can't. Because they have a life. The Creator is filling the world and everything the world needs. Why should you go and do something? Even if you dig a pit in the ground, why? Why'd you do it for? A person has to see in his actions a need for correction. Otherwise, the world will be looking like it does look right now. And it will get worse.
Can you explain what mutuality means? It's clear to me that in a workshop or when we're in a Zoom meeting, I interact with friends, I understand this is something mutual. But when I go out to work and for 10 hours I don't meet friends, only customers. So what does it mean, mutual? I don't interact with friends.
You're not with an interaction with the friends, you're in interaction with the world, the creations, and you can't cheat them. You can't cause, not joking, don't cause them bad. If you can in any way disseminate something out there, also give them good, so that's another matter. But at least honesty. Like you can't cheat a little child or some animal or adult. You can't. You're not allowed to. That's how you have to treat them. It's things that you organize in the world according to the correction.
So there's two types of work, different types of work.
It's external work in the same direction with strangers and with your tent. It's internal work where you really work you with them and the Creator together.
And eventually, somehow it should be one work, the same work, it will all connect.
It'll keep going. Let's hope it keeps going. What's up with you today? I don't know. Moscow.
Question about agreeing or consent. Agreeing means that I should agree to the situation itself, or I should agree to the fact that it comes from the Creator. And then acceptance is above the uncorrected state.
I don't understand. Who are you agreeing with on what?
He's asking with the situation, or if the Creator sent that state to him. A question was asked, and it was said that consent or agreeing is like entering a state of conception. Whatever comes to me, whatever situation, agreeing to that state, accepting that state, or agreeing to the fact that every situation comes from the Creator, and that any I have to agree to it, that this is an uncorrected state, but yet it comes from the Creator, and only above it I can agree to it, but not inside the situation itself.
No, I don't understand. What are you talking about? Tell him, say it in Russian.
Я вижу, что не очень люблю товарища. Я должен согласиться с этим и сказать, да, хорошо, что я не люблю, или я должен понять, что это от него это состояние приходит, от высшего, и не соглашаться, что я не люблю, а я должен полюбить.
If I feel that I don't love a friend, so I must understand that this feeling is given to me from the Creator. Like every feeling and every thought, it all comes from above, from the Creator, even though it seems to me that it came through the friend. But the friend is just a wrapping. He's a puppet. I get it from the Creator. And according to this, I have to respond to the Creator, actually. I have to treat the friend, relate to him. Even though I don't love him, that's what I feel. That's what he projects towards me. I must relate to him in a way that me and him will reach love. That is called to make his hater his lover. Turn his hater into his lover. That's it?
No.
Yes?
Получается, что тогда я не согласен с этим состоянием, что я не люблю его.
So I don't agree to the situation. I don't agree to not loving him, or should I agree to it?
What do I agree or not? The state is a state. I feel the Creator is projecting such an attitude towards me. I have no choice. There's me and the world around me. From somebody, I get a bad attitude from him. So the Creator is doing it through him. What should I do now? I have to reach a state, as much as I can, that me and him will be in love. If it's a friend, so even more. There's nothing to even talk about. Talk to him, do some actions together, bestow back good to him specifically, to scrutinize the state with him. How do I respond? Why should he respond like this? Talk to him. Talk to him. Until we erase all this unpleasantness between us. It's a correction. Nothing happens for nothing and for everybody. It all comes from above. We have a reason for all reasons, which is the upper force, and that's how we have to relate to this. Not to relate any action to a person. Nobody here is the Creator and nothing. Maximum is an angel that is passing the commands of the Creator through him. Good, bad, so on. That's it? Okay. Who? Yes, Moshe.
I still don't understand the difference between the mutual work that I have with the friend. With the friend, I'm working mutually, but with the world, I don't work mutually. So what is the mutuality of working with a friend? What does it mean that I'm working in mutuality with him? The moment that everything that I do, I depict to myself somehow the force that he receives from and through him, I'm working with the Creator. What mutuality is?
Mutuality with a friend? That I can come up to him and explain to him what I feel from him and how I'm about to respond towards it in order to reach love with him, and that he will help me. A man will help his friend. Let's say I constantly feel from you a bad attitude from something, and against that I need to relate to you in a good way, even though I feel bad from you. So maybe I can do it alone and to constantly relate to you in good, but that's called the hero, gibor, that upon your evil I'm treating you with a good. But if I come up to you and explain to you that I want to reach love with you, mutual love, connection, and we get along between us, and there already is no problem between us. That's not Gibo, it's Gibo of the Giborim that made his lover, his hater, his lover. And in this way, a person can't hold like a stone inside towards somebody. Hatred, hold a grudge, we can't. What?
On the one hand, I hear one thing, or I read it in articles, or I hear it from you, but I don't find it in the society.
You don't find it in society, right? Try and teach them. Maybe it'll work for you.
I don't know if I will teach someone about things that I'm not even there. What I mean is, I see that everyone is working, trying to do things, trying to set an example, but what does it mean, mutuality? What does it mean to go to a friend, to open your heart?
First of all, we have to check what I have in my heart. First, I have to check, what do I have in my heart towards each and everyone? Most people, for me, I don't even feel them. I'm numb, indifferent towards them. I have no contact with them. Next. That's on one side. On the other side, let's say half of them. So the other half of the other half, I'm like chilled, compare them. Not this, not that. I never even turn to them. Maybe from all of these 300-400 people, there's 10 that I feel them that are closer to me, and maybe 10 and 15 that are far away from me. So those that are further away, I don't even see them. I try not to see them. And those that are close, so somehow I'm with them. So I'm hanging out with them. That's how each and every one is, kind, more or less. And it's not good. There is a lot to correct.
So what is the result here from the work between us? Now we have to have couples workshops, or I don't understand, workshops of relationship.
I don't know, recommend something. We're not going to find recommendations on this from Kabbalists. They write in a general way, as we know, but not more than that. If each and every one will keep his stinky pride and won't let the other come closer, and he won't come closer, so that's a problem. Problem will continue. The problem will keep going. We have to be more and more trying to be close. Trying to calculate in the opposite way the people that I might not feel so close to. With them I want to do some actions with them of closeness, of connection.
Yeah.
And it happens to us. Yes, Uli.
I don't understand. It's been many years that you're telling us that all of these external actions that we'll do will disappear, and now you tell us to do such actions.
What are you talking about?
Many times you told us about embracing each other, hugging each other, all the dances that we effortlessly do. You said, in time you won't need it anymore. And today you're saying, no, come closer to the friends, do even more.
I told you that it's to come and hug the guy, awaken his heart. To awaken the hearts.
What does it mean?
I don't know. But it's obviously not about an external hug. Awaken the heart. Okay. What, Bill?
How do we step on top of the pride and not give in to it?
A person needs to speak a lot with himself, as much as he understands his mistakes, his weaknesses. Just not that he does it some flattery or something, that he does it in a healthy manner. As it's written, that he's not stronger than any other of his generation, or... The main thing is not to be embarrassed. The whole matter of pride is shame, that I'm shameful that they won't know who I am, what I am, why I'm so sneaky, why I'm such a beast. Don't be afraid of that. Don't. If you're thinking of corrections, so you don't care about your pride. Yes.
So take a step that Moshe mentioned earlier about the daily activity. If we, like you told me, you know, every bolt I take out, every bolt I put in, I maintain the safety of the person that owns that vehicle. Maybe we could twist that a little bit. Instead of thinking of the person that owns the vehicle, we think of our brothers. In my job, that would be every bolt I remove, every transmission I take out and put in, etc. Twisted into the daily activities that we're doing now in the journal, maybe write about it. How would it make us feel?
Try. Okay, guys, we are going to the next part. Today, something.